Mrs. White. Haven't heard from Mrs. White in a long time. Good morning, Mrs. White.
Hello. Good morning, Mr. Nolan.
Good morning.
I'd like to say that no one, including the Supreme Court, can extend the right to murder another human being. And the unborn child is most definitely a human being. I would also like to say that one thing that's being missed here, feminism is behind this drive for abortion. Feminists wish to live lives of sexual anarchy. Now, they need abortion.
Well, that's just...
They need abortion to cover up consequences of their lives of sexual anarchy.
Mrs. White, don't shut me down. One second. So it is a lot more complex than that. You talk about, what did you say, sexual what?
Anarchy. Sexual anarchy.
Right. Well, someone who, for example, in cases like fetal abnormality, there's no sexual anarchy there. Other people who have been raped, there is no sexual anarchy there. So maybe, Mrs. White, you need to be a little bit more respectful and nuanced rather than these broad statements.
Excuse me, Mr. Nolan, there is no medical term which you've just said, fetal abnormality. There is fetal abnormality, but Professor Jim Dornan, he said that the term fetal abnormality is not a medical term.
It is a term. It is a term to describe a situation which is real. It is a term which describes a situation which women have experienced, Mrs. White, and therefore everyone knows exactly what we mean when that term is used.
Yes, but drop the word fetal.
It means that there is no chance of survival.
No one can say that. Doctors are not infallible. Doctors can make mistakes, and doctors
have made mistakes in their diagnosis. Indeed, doctors can say that, Mrs. White. When there is no brain, there is no chance of survival.
Little babies who are born with anencephaly, which is what I understand Sarah Ewart's baby would have been born with if the doctor's diagnosis was right, those little babies can live for several days, weeks or months. So how can you say that their condition is fatal? You are not God, Mr. Nolan, and no doctor on this earth is God.
And you think that in that type of situation where a woman is either raped or indeed has been told that their baby has fetal abnormality, you think that mother should be forced against her will to deliver?
Listen, the unborn child is innocent. And in the case of actual rape, because a lot of rapes today, I believe, feminists are making false accusations. But in the case of a genuine rape, the unborn child that was conceived as a result of the rape is innocent. So now you're saying that the innocent victim should suffer the death sentence. In the Old Testament, the only one in that situation who would suffer the death penalty is the rapist himself.
Mrs. White, I'm sure some of our callers will want to speak to you later on, so why don't we let some people speak to you, like Brian, for example, in Andersonstown. Morning, Brian.
Hello, Stephen. Well, Stephen, I have experience of a fire-forged grandchild dying after birth, but what I want to really say is, in the case of rape, what gives these people a woman's mind to tell these women that they must have that baby? What do they not understand what that woman's going through in her mind even? And if they make a decision, it's her body. They can make that decision why they want to carry on with the pregnancy or not. So what gives them the right to go into their minds?
Brian, thank you. Linda in Belfast, you want to speak directly to Mrs. White. Morning, Linda.
Morning.
Go ahead. Say good morning, Mrs. White.
Mrs. White, that language that you're using is absolutely appalling for someone that's claiming to be a Christian.
I have no concern whatsoever about your delicate sensibilities. I'm only concerned about the life of the unborn child who, in many abortion
clinics, so you're not concerned about the woman?
Is being systematically torn apart.
Let's let Linda
speak. So you're not concerned about the mental health or torture of the woman?
The torture? What are you talking about torture? What torture?
Someone has been raped or abused.
Listen, go after the rapist
sure
then.
They are going through.
Madam, go after the rapist. Leave the unborn child,
what
let it live, and
child?
Go after the rapist. Go after the rapist.
Could
you understand English? Go after the rapist.
Hold on.
Absolutely ignorant. That is sheer ignorance. Do I not understand English?
I have no concern
Hold
about
on.
Your delicate
Mrs.
sensitive.
Mrs. White, I have a concern about Linda
radio,
being heard.
Then.
Hold on, Mrs. White. Linda's going to be heard. Go on, Linda.
Mrs. White, that is absolutely appalling. For someone to come on the radio and start saying stuff like that with people sitting. What if that is a child, 11 years old, that is being abused or it's incest in the family? Are you honestly sitting there saying that your God will allow that child to go through having a baby? Don't be so ridiculous. That is absolutely appalling language.
Adam, in the case of incest, go after the wicked party who's guilty of the incest. Put them in prison for life. I believe in tough law and order. Go after the rapist. Go after the one committing incest. Help the young child who has been violated, in incest, and help them to give the term the unborn baby.
Right, you've ranted and preached enough. Let someone else speak. What about that child at 11 or 12 years old that has been sexually abused and raped by her father?
I just said go after the father then. Go after the father and put him in prison for life.
How are you going to help her?
Put the father in prison for life.
Help her pray.
Help the young child. Give the young child all the support and medical support she needs. But the thing is, the best thing you can do for that child is go after her, the father who violated her.
Let's let Linda be.
You have still ignored the rights of that young girl. It completely ignored them.
Listen, you don't kill the unborn child.
Hold on, Mrs. White. Hold on. Let's let Linda speak.
Please.
You don't kill the unborn child.
Mrs. White, hold on.
Please have some respect for someone else.
Right, okay. Right, stop. Both of you stop. So what's going to happen is, Linda, let's hear what you've got to say. Mrs. White, try to remain quiet, please, and then we will hear your response. Linda first.
Right. Thank you, Stephen. So, basically what she's saying is, 11 or 12-year-old child that's a victim of absolutely appalling incest by her father, uncle, whoever it might be, that the only support she's going to give that child is some counselling and the Bible. And let the child pray and go through a pregnancy that child does not want to do. Now, where is that child's human right? Not only has she been a victim of a crime...
Mrs. White's saying, where's the baby's human right?
But again, that goes back to what you determine a baby is. I mean, I would be from a scientific point of view. But where's the child... Where does the line get drawn? So does people just have to be forced into doing something... And they all say that people's mental health has to be taken into account. What about a child's mental health? That's going to have to go carry that baby for 9 months or less, knowing the fact that that abuser, could be in prison. But what about that child's mental health? Where's going to be the support? Basically, we're back to the dark ages and forcing people to do things because... certain parts of the community determine it.
Okay, Mrs. White.
Science has proved that life begins at conception, madam. And as I have already said,
madam,
go after the father. Go after the father who has violated his daughter. Put him in prison for life. Now, can I make myself any clearer? Go after the rapist. In the Old Testament, the rapist would have been executed. Go after the rapist. Send him to prison for life.
Sorry, excuse me. In the Old Testament, the rapist would have actually been allowed, because in your Old Testament, rape is allowed. Mrs. White, because if you have read your Old Testament, you would realise that rape is actually allowed in the Old Testament.
You give the chapter and verse where it says in the Old Testament that rape is allowed.
I have no knowledge of that. I have no knowledge of that. Hold on now. Mervyn in Hollywood, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Mrs. White has certainly stimulated debate this morning. She's hanging on to take questions and reply and fight for what she believes in. What would you like to say to her, Mervyn?
Good morning, Mrs. White. How are you?
Good morning.
That's good. I just want to say to you, I've been ringing into this show for a long, long time, And my mind about God and religion has never changed. I don't do your God. I don't do your testaments, old or new or whatever. So having said that, let me just tell you, do you have any experience of a young lady who has been raped? Do you know any woman who has been raped?
No.
No, well, let me tell you something that regrettably, with deep regret, I do. I have a friend.
No, and Mervyn, be very, very careful. You cannot identify that person in any way.
Stephen, give me a wee bit of intelligence, will you please? They have a friend in Birmingham at the age of 19 coming home from college. She was raped. That's over 10 years ago now. It's only now that that young girl is beginning to stand up for herself and face life. She found herself pregnant by this animal, this horrible, horrible individual, and she aborted the child because she couldn't cope. She didn't want it. She didn't want to see it, who it was. Right? Now, I supported her 100% then, and I would do it today. And her family has supported her. That young girl, after nearly 10 years of that horrible, horrible incident where she was brutalized, punched and kicked for that, and then you're telling me to go after the rapist, to go after a man who can do that to a woman? And then what do you expect to get from the rapist, Mrs. White? What do you don't expect to get money from him? Are you going to expect to get sympathy from him?
Sir, you are talking nonsense. I said go after the rapist to put him in prison.
Where are you going to get this rapist? He was never caught. There's like hundreds of thousands of rapists throughout the UK. They're never caught.
Listen, he's a perpetrator. He should be punished. So why do you think the unborn child that is the result of rape, why do you think that child should be punished? Punished for something the rapist did? No way. And listen, that young girl, her story is dreadful, absolutely dreadful. And that was a savage rapist, and he deserved to be in prison for life. But that abortion re-traumatized her. She was already traumatized by the rape. The abortion then was further trauma, sir.
You're wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong on many levels, right? Let me just tell you this. I supported her 100% as much as I possibly could. It was the fact that that child, she was never going to see that baby or whatever, that helped her through. She didn't want it. It was her decision. It was her body. It was her horrible, horrible incident that brought her to that situation in her young life. She didn't want it. It was her decision, not yours, not God's or anybody else's. Her decision.
She doesn't have the right to take a life. Listen, sir, no one but God has the right to take life. Do you understand that? No one but God. I know you don't believe in God.
No,
so let me ask you this question. You don't believe in God, but I'm sure you believe that murder is wrong.
Of course.
I'm sure you believe murder is wrong.
Yes.
So how is it you cannot see that the unborn child, that abortion is the murder of the unborn child?
Well, that's your opinion. I do not share your opinion.
Well, how do you know that murder is wrong then, sir? On what basis do you say that murder is wrong? Because you don't believe in God, so you have no absolute standard. So on what basis do you say that murder is wrong as you don't believe in God?
Because it's two different things altogether.
No, it's not, sir. It's exactly the same.
Let me finish, Mrs. White. Just let me finish.
Don't you think, Mrs. White, people can have standards without having God to give them those standards? Don't you afford people who do not share your faith the respect that you want, and the respect and the respect for your faith that you expect? Would you not afford other people the same respect?
Mr. Nolan, the Bible says that when men abandon God, every man does that which is right in his own eyes. That means that one man
realize,
would think murder's wrong, another man
yes,
think
but
murder's
you do
okay.
Realize, Mrs.
There's
White,
no absolute
but
standard.
But you do realise, Mrs. White, that how any society functions is by respecting each other, no matter what your beliefs are, and that there are therefore people in Northern Ireland who do not believe in God, or maybe they have a different religion from you, and therefore they would have different views than you, you would respect them, wouldn't you? You would respect those people.
Not necessarily.
No.
The point is, even people...
It's your way or no way.
Even atheists...
It's your way or no way. It's God's way or nobody else's right.
Look, sir, you have already said you believe murder is wrong.
Don't call me sir. My name's Mervyn.
No, I'll not call you... I'll call you sir. I don't believe in being overly familiar.
Right.
Sir, you believe that murder is wrong.
Right.
Now, the unborn child is a human being. How is it you cannot see that abortion is the murder of an unborn child?
That is your
that
opinion.
Abortion is murder.
That is your opinion, Mrs. White. Right?
Sir, there's no getting through to you. You're a waste of time.
Well, that's up to yourself. You're living on a basis that everything comes out of something that's called the Bible. Right? I don't do that.
I'm saying that even without the Bible, you know that murder is wrong. Do you not get the point I'm making? Even without the Bible, your conscience tells you that murder is wrong.
Okay.
I'm telling you that abortion is the murder of the unborn child.
Maria Cahill is tweeting this morning and says, I think it's useful to hear Mrs. White because it exposes that very many people like her exist. It's hard to listen to, but it's useful, says Maria. Meanwhile, there are people calling to support Mrs. White. This is Northern Ireland. Patrick and Castle Derg. Morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Stephen. No, it was the lid it was on. She was screaming at Mrs. White. I wanted to ask her if she's still around. Is she a Christian? Or that gentleman that's talking with Mrs. White at the moment, obviously, he's not a Christian. Can I take it that he's not a Christian?
I think you can take that as read because he says he doesn't believe in God.
Right. Well, then, I wonder, does he believe in Christmas? Does he celebrate Christmas?
Well, what's your point?
My point? Well, then, I have the privilege of asking you then, Stephen.
Yes.
What definition do you take out of the word Christmas?
Well,
what's your definition of Christmas?
Well, Patrick, it's not appropriate for me to express a view this morning, is it? But I think
What is your definition of Christmas?
Well, Patrick, if you don't understand the basics that I'm hosting a show and shouldn't give my opinion, then you're in trouble a bit this morning, okay? So there's no point wasting time over this because we're not going down there.
Will I give you my definition then of Christmas?
Of course you can.
Well, it's Christmas.
Other people, Patrick, some other people who share your view, they might see...
Stephen, look with them. That's what's wrong with the world. Christ came on the earth 2017 years ago, and my Catholic Church talks about commandments. I don't call them commandments. Christ came on the earth to give us 10 guidelines about living a proper life.
Patrick, hold on a moment.
And then that's what's wrong with the world.
Well, hold on a moment. Could I possibly speak back to you? Thank you. Hold on. Thank you. Obviously, Patrick, that's your view. And that's your deeply held faith. And that should be respected. All I'm saying to you is that there are other people in Northern Ireland who think that God is a fantasy figure, who do not believe in your religion, who want to define Christmas as a time for them when they can be with their family, enjoy their, you know, buying their kids presents, and that's what Christmas is about to them. They don't have a faith. Now, all I'm saying, Patrick, is should you not respect their view? You can tell them they're wrong. You can tell them why you have such a deep faith. But should you really be describing those people in the way that you and Mrs. White have?
You're breaking up, Stephen. Hello?
Yes?
Hello. Well, then, as the day fast approaching, and that Mrs. White was talking about murder, and I call it murder because there's two ladies here, Professor Priscilla Coleman from the USA. She's an author, an expert witness. And Dr. Angela Lanfranchi, a surgeon and a founder member of breast cancer. And they have proof about the mental health effect that RBORTI on. I wouldn't even use that.
Well, they don't have proof, do they? What they have is an opinion. And there would be other experts on the other side of a debate who equally have opinion. Patrick, we'll say thank you to you Mrs. White, it's always nice to hear from you. Thank you very much indeed. Good morning, Mrs. White.
Thank you.
Good morning.